Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it is that time of the week. We usually do it on Tuesdays, but this week with the Monday night game here, we pushed it to Wednesday. Kiss the baby. We eliminate another team each week from NFL postseason contention. The goal of having the perfect postseason by the end. The rule, of course, you have to eliminate a team before they're actually eliminated, so you can't hold on to, you know, the worst teams of pro football to the last few weeks. All right, so this week, Kyle's going to go first. Hugh has the second pick. I'm third. Last up is our caller submission this week. It's going to be our guy, Tyler. Kyle, you are up first this week. So who have you eliminated already, and who are you taking out today?
All right, so I've eliminated the Dolphins, Bears, Jets, Saints, Browns, Cardinals, Raiders, Giants, Bengals, and I'm going with the Commanders this week. I think it's about time.
Commodore.
Yeah,
their defense is awful. Woo. They're losing game week by week by like 20-something points. All right, Hugh, the Commanders taken off the board by Kyle. Who are you eliminating this week?
You know, I've already eliminated Titans, Chiefs, Browns, Raiders, Jets, Dolphins, Cardinals, Saints, and Washington. I got a lot to pick from this one. I think I'm going to go with the easy one. It's not really easy because, to be honest, they're still kind of alive in this whole playoff scenario. But I'm going to go ahead and take a flyer on the San Francisco 49ers.
Wow. They certainly are alive.
Yeah, they're still alive. But it's like, man, that division is tight.
Well, it's a good division.
For clarity, technically, everyone's still alive.
That's true.
Wait, yeah. 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 What's up, the Giants?
Nope.
Yeah, they're dead. They're about as dead as you can
they're
get.
They're not eliminated, though, Hugh.
No one is yet.
I guess.
All right, so.
No, I tell you who is eliminated, the Jets. Yeah. And who else?
I thought you were about to go through your entire list.
Tennessee. No.
The Jets are very eliminated.
Tennessee's definitely eliminated. Yeah.
There's a few teams when the season starts, they're already eliminated. Yeah. They just don't put that little X next to their name. All right. My first instinct this week, was the Bengals. But you see that report that Joe Burrow is ahead of schedule, could be back by Thanksgiving night? I'm going to hold off on that one.
He's just coming back to get hurt again?
Well, maybe, probably. This week, I'm going to take out the Atlanta Falcons at 3-6. They're not very good. And
yeah, they talking about firing folks.
Yeah, Raheem Morris might be out. I'm not sure Penix is the right quarterback. I'm going to take the Falcons out. They're not one of the worst teams of football, but they're not good enough to be a playoff team. They won't overtake the Bucs. Falcons eliminate. That puts up our guy Tyler, who came in here earlier to say hi to us. Now he's going to play Kiss the Baby and give us his take on the Birds here. What's up, Tyler?
What's going on, Joe, Hugh, Francisco, Cookie, Rojas, Max, and Kyle? Happy Tuesday. No, Wednesday, gentlemen. Sorry about that.
It is Wednesday. How about shouting everybody out? All right, Kyle, why don't you tell everyone who the callers team has eliminated so far for Tyler?
All right. So Tyler and the callers taking out the Saints, Jags, Titans, Vikings, Seahawks, NL, Jets, Commanders, Dolphins, Browns.
Seahawks one's going to be a blemish on the caller's team. That one's going to come back.
Yeah, that was going to come back to bite some folks.
All right, Tyler, who are you eliminating this week on behalf of all the callers?
No.
All right, Joe. So this is a pretty easy one. Brian Daboll is gone. The Giants are in shambles. The Giants are off, and they can be kissed by the baby. Wow, so they are not going to the
callers had not eliminated the Giants yet?
Nope.
No, they're tripping.
Wow.
Better late than never.
Yeah, good job, Tyler. You got it. Tyler, what's your thought on the AJ stuff?
Guys, I I've enjoyed the convo all day. And again, thank you guys so much for showing love to Delaware, being here. I love you guys. It was great to see you guys. Here's my thought about the AJ stuff. Hugh, you're a huge gamer.
Yes.
I was playing with my boys last night on NBA 2K on the rec. And you ever get with your crew and you're one or two guys short, so you play with a couple randoms, and
the randoms
want a ball hog and take over? Well, that happened to me last night. And I got great numbers, my build, with passing and scoring inside. Every time I drove the lane, the guys wouldn't pass the ball. The point was we still ended up winning the game. I didn't not play defense and didn't do the other intangibles that you need to do to win the game just because I wasn't getting the ball. And I ended with like two points, five assists, five boards. But the point is that A.J. Brown is a stud. A.J. Brown was so insatiably not satisfied after we won the Super Bowl last year because he just doesn't want to win. He wants to help this team.
He wants to dominate.
There we go.
Joe, you and Kyle are right. But, Hugh, you are also right in the sense that A.J. Brown is somebody who you can't just be taking a deep shot to him on the last offensive play of the game. Where are the slants? Where are you in his build? He's got broad shoulders. Hugh, I got broad shoulders. So do you. A.J. Brown wants to be part of the reason why this team is winning. And I get that he's getting double teamed, he's getting blocked, but he wants to show that he is a dominant receiver. He just doesn't want to, amongst his peers, just say, oh, yeah, I had two catches for 13 yards, and I'm blocking, and I'm doing all these other things that we know that he can do well. He wants to be a monster out there. Mm. And I still feel like A.J. Brown, you say sometimes things to other people tongue-in-cheek. Like the kid who sadly died on Dallas, we talk about talking as men about our mental health, having a safe space to express how we feel. A.J. Brown cares about the Eagles. He is just upset that he is not being integrated into the offense the way that he knows he can be fully maximized and unlocked. Because he wants to fulfill that hunger.
I know he does, but there's better ways to do it than he's done it. And Tyler, we appreciate the phone call. Appreciate you playing Kiss the Baby. There's better ways than he has done. Let's grab Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Will.
Dream Team, how y'all doing?
Will, what's up, pal?
Oh, man, I felt like AJ today, man. I was on hold and, you know, psyched though. But listen, I just want to say this about AJ. And Hugh, can I use you as an example real quick?
Sure. Yeah, why not?
Okay. All right. This is what I wanted to ask. Now, I know during your career, your younger years, everyone said, Hugh, you'll be a great player. You know, but it's some things you got to work on. Some things you got to get out of your own way to make you great, right? And guess what? The more people told you, how many times did you really listen? Not too many, right? I'm going somewhere with it.
I hear you, but I get you. For the sake of the story, I ain't listening at all.
All right, okay, so you didn't listen at all. So it came a time in your career where you said, okay, you know what? I think it's time for me to listen. I can be great. It's just some things I got to change about me in order for me to become great. And you did, because you became a great player. You're a Hall of Famer, right? So my thing is, the only way you did that is what you had to do. Take accountability, right? Accountability.
Now we're getting some
accountability. That's a long gone era.
I know it took me a little, y'all been long-winded all day. Let me cook, baby. Like, but listen, I think AJ just need to take some accountability, man. Because
there we go.
Everybody talking about, well, he's not hitting AJ. AJ, you want the ball, but even with that last play you said was going to Smith, was you open? Was you able to get open by the time Jalen was being rushed? No, you wasn't. So by the time the rush was coming, guess what he had to do? He saw Smith streaking, and that's who he hit. You got to get open, bro. And this is what I mean about accountability. I want to say this also. You know, everybody, you know, when they ask some questions, Coach, Jalen, whoever, when they ask you stuff about AJ, tell them to ask AJ to put all that to rest.
Ooh, you know, I like that, Will. That's a good closer right there. Ask AJ.
I mean, that's what you should do. If it bothers you that much, go ask him. Let him answer these stupid-ass questions about some of the stupid-ass stuff that he's doing on Twitch at 1:30 in the morning. That's what I would do. I mean, seriously. I'll say go ask him.
Well, now the coach is obligated. He has a press conference. He has to do multiple times a week. When they have availability in the locker room today after practice, you know his teammates are going to ask about this. I'm curious, like – at some point, they're going to be like, just go ask AJ. Like, I don't want to answer questions for him anymore.
And to be honest, if I was in there, I mean, I would ask him a direct question. Why did you pick that time to be adversarial? You sit and talk to us every day. You have an opportunity every day to speak your mind and say what's on your mind, but you want to go on a site, on a platform where you think you weren't going to be heard? Or this is a better question, Joe. What is your end game? And if he asks me, what do you mean? I mean, like, because we ask you every day if everything's okay, and you say no. And then you go outside of the questions that, you know, the platform that you have to respond, and you do this. So what is your end game? Bottom line. And if he can't answer that question, then why are you doing it?
Yeah, I mean, I think a fair question today, if he does speak, is he said last night, obviously – kind of joking halfway, but like he had like a
but
joke.
You said it though. But he said you're not like, here's the thing, Joe,
he said it,
you're not in position to be funny.
He said last night, I would cut me from your fantasy team. So my question, that would be, do you not expect to get the ball much? Because that's really, in essence, you're saying I'm not going to put up any stats the rest of the season. That's not how it's going to go for me. Do you not expect to get the football? Is that the mentality he now has? That's what he's basically telling everyone. Yeah. I'm not going to get the ball.
I mean, I have a pretty good mentality. It's just like, okay, say, just so as an example, Ross Tucker comes over here and tries to tell a joke.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And it doesn't land. You ask, like, why are you trying to tell jokes? That's not your lane. What you doing? You analyze football games. You ain't no comedian. What you doing? Petty.
Let's go to T in North Philly. Let's go to T. What's up, T?
Petty.
What's up with you? How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
Now, I want to tap into this AJ situation, right? So, just follow me for a second. Now,
okay.
Just because the Eagles are winning does not make AJ wrong. Because if the Eagles were losing, AJ would be right. Anybody who's watching the Eagles can see the Eagles' defense, but the Eagles' offense is stagnant. Right? I want you to follow me, right? If you look at AJ himself, talent-wise, AJ is a top five receiver. AJ is the 50th targeted wide receiver in NFL.
I'm with you on the math. So is it okay for him to imply my teammates and coaches have sucked this year? Because every time we say that he's great but has no production, we are saying the coaches and teammates have sucked. That's the reason. That's okay for him to say out loud?
Now that's the thing. I don't think that the teammates as much suck, but I think that he really believes that coaching sucks. Now, I feel like the
We'll use that part. It's okay for him to say this out loud.
I don't agree with that, but it does not make it true. Like, I'm not mad. I'm mad at AJ for how he's going about it, but I'm not mad at him for what he's saying, because he's saying the same thing that everybody who's watching the game on Sunday is saying. When it's 3rd and 16, why are you giving the ball to Will Shipley when you got a top 5 wide receiver on your team?
I hear you, T. I hear that. I hear that, but he's not you and me, T, and I appreciate the phone call. He has a C on his chest. He represents the Eagles. He's not T in North Philly. He's not Joe Giglio sitting in front of a microphone yelling about Kevin Petullo. He's a captain. The idea that he could just express himself the way you do watching the game on Sunday,
willy-nilly.
That's not how this works. That's why the head coach is pissed in this press conference today. All right, can we hear from you people? I'm sure they had a field day today.
Maybe we hit the Twitter question first, though.
Oh, excuse me. That's...
Kyle's being snippy.
Well, that's on me. Twitter question. Well, he told me to do it an hour ago. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Quite a bunch of responses on the poll today.
Goodness. 144.
Boy, oh boy.
By the way.
Well, how about this? We had a 52-48 split vote on this, Hugh. Are you tired of A.J. Brown? Which side do you think won?
The people that are in. I think they don't care.
52%. They're not tired. AJ Brown. 48% are. That's pretty close.
Well, because you see it for what it is.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, but it's like, hey, they're winning, you know. Until they're not.
Head in the sand, Douglas.
I'm
takes
just
us home. All right, let's hear from you people.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
So, first of all, shout out to Janky Rondo, whose Twitch subs probably went
blown
through the
up.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Janky Rondo.
Yep. Whoever gave Hugh till 10:05 today was too generous, it turns out, for becoming a football guy or from losing his football.
I said Friday. We
gave you till 10:05 today. And basically, once you started with AJ.
No, because I see it for what it is.
Oh, this vision? Third eye?
Nope.
It's ridiculous, but it is what it is.
How about WIP keeps it off the airwaves?
You know, the best way to handle problems is to bury
meet them head
on. It's to bury them. I mean, you guys are right. The best way to handle issues is to never talk about them. Makes a lot of sense. I got you.
Never see a doctor for that spot you got. Just ignore it. It'll go away.
It'll go away. You know what? Those spots, they usually go away. They clear up.
Yep. Why don't you guys talk about our next opponent, the Bears?
Well, that's actually...
Somebody's a week ahead.
We got two more games between them. It's the Lions and the Cowboys. Then the Bears.
Good to see we're locked in. This show is going to run AJ out of town, just like you did Andy Reid.
Andy Reid got fired.
We got on the air more than a decade after Andy Reid left, by the way.
Yeah. Also, that person was probably not the person that was really angry at me at the night I did apologize to Andy Riccio before he had got to his Super Bowl with the Chiefs. People were not happy that night.
Yep. That light bulb is about to explode.
Is that about me?
Yes. Somebody noticed you were very angry.
Yep. A little animated today. Mm.
The producer is a joke.
I mean, not today. I don't think that dog hunts today. He was pretty fired up.
They weren't. I was getting a lot of heat for this being our topic today. It's my fault.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Never mind.
Mm-hmm. You have some broccoli.
He tweets, but it's your fault.
You have some broccoli for breakfast there, Hugh?
I don't get high at work. I get high on my own time. And right now I'm on Odyssey's time. Mm-hmm. So I get high when I get home.
Mm. So that's a no. That's a no.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not your breakfast. He had a Helen's.
Kind of that kind of answer, like how he answers
had a
questions.
Sausage, right? Across the street?
The way you said it, though, didn't sound right. you said it. Shout out to Helen's, man.
Mm-hmm.
You had a sausage for breakfast.
Yeah, but it's the way you said it.
Banging each other, man. And it was not boring. Thank God.
You know what? I walked right into it. It's cool. Yeah, it's cool. You got me.
This punk Hugh Douglas just tiptoeing around more beef with another wide receiver.
Punk is so strong punk for somebody strong, living man. With their mom, though. Yep. That's a strong punk way. Is, there's some punk strong words strong. To say that we both know you would never say to my face. You know, that's just you living way outside your means.
Yeah, you I got to say punk like is crazy.
Yeah, punk yeah. Crazy. I mean, because you being disrespectful, me and you both know in your heart that you would never say that.
Have you guys noticed the Kyle? Have you noticed when Hugh's about to fire back in a calm way, he does the sigh first.
Yeah,
it's the. And then, yeah, so then, here then he hits him with one.
Here we go.
He doesn't want it to get messy.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep it.
That's
trying to
keep yep. Tough allegations for Hugh here. Hugh Douglas isn't even from here. You got not from here allegations, Hugh.
From where?
How do you respond? Here, Philly.
I mean, from where?
Well,
from
when here. Someone doesn't agree, like you weren't born in the Philadelphia.
Yeah, you weren't.
So
from
your opinion doesn't count.
Well, their opinion doesn't count because they are clueless.
Wow.
Yep.
If Hugh doesn't get it together, we're going to have to sick Mr. Teddy on him again.
Teddy.
Yeah.
I was blown away.
That was some of your biggest beef in a while.
Once in a while, the name will be wrong, right? Like someone, for whatever reason, right? It comes up Bob instead of Steve. And then we fix it. Right? So I was like, oh, we have the name wrong. What is it? He wanted Mr.
See,
in front of his name?
See, but sometimes, like, come on, see, that's sometimes I get mad at you for that. Because every now and then, you got to get upset. Joe, we'll be somewhere and somebody will say something to Joe. And Joe just, and I'm like, hold up. No, we're not doing that today.
You will address me as Mr. Teddy.
Yeah, he yep. lost his mind.
Yep. What do we think about Janky Hugh for the bracket this year?
Janky Hugh. I
yeah,
like
I think
that
might work.
That
yep.
That, yeah, I like that.
Hugh Douglas just is who he is.
All day.
Well, that's true. We've accepted that.
And I get paid. You know what the beautiful thing is? Look at God. I get paid to be me every
God
day.
God is yep. good.
God is so good. Yeah.
One more quick one here. If BS was electricity, Hugh Douglas could power the entire city.
That's what I'm talking about. Look at God. Look at God right
that's
there.
A good one. That fit today. That fit today very well. That really did. All right. We appreciate Klondike K2 having us out here with the Christmas Slay Bar. This place is awesome. We love coming out.
Man.
Food is great. The drink specials that we found out was at zero.
Bring back the nut job. Bring back the nut job.
Might have to fire that. Might have to fire up the fire Hugh after that one, because that one. That
fire you, fire you, fire
bring back the nut
fire
job.
And that might be our cue.
Yeah, it's time
all
to
right,
go.
Afternoon show is coming up next. We will talk to you guys tomorrow, as always, at 10. As I think we'll start looking forward to and getting ready for the big Lions game on Sunday. Assuming, of course, AJ doesn't hop on Twitch again before we get back tomorrow. You guys have a great rest of your day. Don't forget, Klondike Kates, enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra Specials all football season at Klondike Kates. We'll talk tomorrow at 10. Afternoon show, they're up next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.